Bear Podcast 409.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
Oh, I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies.
Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards?
Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white. The Matt Bear problem. Don selling his thong. Okay. Having it auctioned off. I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Not a cock in your tail. That has to happen in your room. But you can have a cocktail. You know what I'm saying? It's rinky drinky.
That's right.
Rinky dinky.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And welcome, that's Buddy.
And that's Buddy over there. Yes, and we're in episode 409 this time, Ray.
Ooh. You know what? We need to do a special when we hit 420.
420. Dude. Yes.
Shit's bitchin'.
Actually, before we started, we were having some kind of technical difficulties with these equipment.
Yeah, when you're doing 420, there are no difficulties.
Mm-hmm, that's right. So welcome, everyone, to episode 409. This is Bear Podcast, and we are based here in Houston.
Houston.
Texas. Houston. And Ray and I are good friends, and we've been doing this for a couple of years now.
I wouldn't say good friends. More like sisters.
More like sisters. Hey.
Hey. Hey.
So. Okay, so what do we talk about in the show? Well, lots of...
I don't know. We never have anything to talk about.
We don't have anything,
we just,
right?
Gossip, mostly.
We just talk about our friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Will his penis lift? Oh, my God.
Okay.
Give me a tic-tac and walk away.
Okay. Is this playing? Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
I think we got issues. Oh, there we go.
There you go, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So these are pictures. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or anywhere, yeah, online.
Slut.
These are pictures from the beer bust yesterday, from Sunday. It's actually our St. Patrick's Day
beer bust.
Beer bust.
Yeah, we had because they're about to be at TBRU for St. Patrick's Day this year. You know?
Why didn't they? Wait, didn't they do St. Patrick's Day? Theme for the beer.
There's like a green pissing contest later that night.
Green, oh, green pissing. Asparagus pee.
Look, it's a bear.
Yep. Okay, so how about some weekend updates, Ray? What did we do last weekend?
I don't know. We pretty much did the exact same thing all weekend long.
Yes, we were together. We were Siamese, Ray and I were
we
together.
We were Siamese
the whole
twin
week.
Sisters this weekend, pretty uh-huh. much.
We were together the whole weekend, and it was fun. Yeah, Friday, we watched Blacktino at the Museum of Fine Arts.
That's right, which is actually a great movie by, actually it's Aaron Burns' first movie, who is Austin native.
Austin native. It's filmed in Austin.
It's filmed in Austin, and I'm trying to remember what his mom is, and to save me, I cannot think what his mom's name is.
Can't remember, huh?
Was it Elizabeth Evelyn? Is that her name?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention too much of her. Some podcasters we are, right? We don't know who we were talking about. Yeah, we
anyway, his
it.
Mom is in business with Rodriguez.
Robert Rodriguez, who did Grindhouse.
Grindhouse.
You guys watched Grindhouse.
And Machete and all the other movies and stuff along with that. She helped produce those with their company that they filmed. Well, Aaron Burns is her son, who's a Blatino.
He's a Blatino.
And he actually has a cameo in the movie. They actually do a spoof of a movie inside the movie.
Mm-hmm.
The dad character in the movie is a movie producer himself, and he's producing this crazy ass gun toting woman. It's very Grindhouse looking.
Very Grindhouse
movie.
Type.
I can't remember what the name of the movie is now. Can you?
Zone. I know.
Kill Zone or something.
Zone, something like that.
Something like that. But anyway, the chick that she was on Battlestar Galactica. What was her name? She's the one that died of radiation poisoning, hauling the people back and forth.
That's in Pegasus. You're talking about the girl. No. But she's also in Lost. The girl is also in Lost.
Oh no, that's right. She's from Lost.
She's from Lost.
She's the girl, the drunk Latino chick from Lost.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And Jeff Faye was there, so another person from Lost.
So there's a couple of people, but it's quite an interesting little movie. So you have to check it out. It's kind of on the movie art house movie circuit right now.
Yeah, it's an independent film, so it's not, you know, it's not gonna go out in you know, in theaters or AMC or
it'll probably hit Netflix.
Yeah, probably go Netflix. Probably
maybe catch some Sundance type movie places.
Yes, it could be a Sundance.
Oh,
one.
Good Lord, what a handsome burr!
Oh, what a burr!
He's kind of hot, and he likes cocks.
So, yeah. What is he? What else he doesn't like? All right, so that was Friday, and we had fun. We had fun there, but the next day we had a lot of fun also.
That's right.
It was actually Tony's birthday, so happy birthday, Tony! If you're
Tony
watching this,
the big 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, when I lit all them candles in that cake, I thought the fire department was going to show up. I'm telling you, really.
Yeah. We went to Spaghetti Western again.
Again.
Didn't we go Thursday?
We were there Thursday for Bear Watch meeting, so.
It's been a weekend of repeats for me. So, Italian food or pasta.
I know, somebody asked me where we want to go eat yesterday, lunch after church, and I said anywhere but Spaghetti Western.
Yep.
Because I'm getting burned out, so. 3 times a month.
I got drunk on that. That's
okay,
night.
Mr. Lightweight here had one margarita and was drunk. The reason he was drunk is because they do these Italian margaritas where they put amaretto in them and they put the margarita mix on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, he didn't stir his drink up, so when he started sucking it down, he got all the amaretto off the bottom. So it just like went in straight amaretto alcohol into his system, and then he kept drinking the rest of it. And it took him forever to get his food, so he had pretty much finished the whole margarita by the time the food
it's
got
there.
It's
bad to be drinking while you're hungry.
Yes.
Right.
So. But he was drunk.
I was drunk. I was tipsy.
Easy.
I was tipsy. I was okay.
I was Dave. And the Yellow Devils.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
And the South American Devil.
Uh-huh. That's right. I got laid, too.
Yeah.
See, I have a laid.
Your laid hit. Tooties or something, because it kept shitting everywhere.
What can I do? One jello shot can hit me already.
I know, he is such a lightweight. If y'all aren't taking advantage of Maynard, all it takes is a little couple shots.
One jello shot.
He's very easy once he drinks. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. So we from there from Spaghetti Western we went to where did we go?
We went to Crocker
Bar.
And that's where we hit da 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 drama.
Was there drama? Because
with Tony, yes.
Oh, why?
Because they double booked the back room.
Ah.
And Tony went back there to go see who was in the back room because it was supposed to be booked for him and his birthday party. And there was some skinny bitch back there. And she basically said something like, well, we're already here. So why don't you just take your big fat ass and get out of here?
He really said that?
That's why Tony was about ready to go back there and kick somebody.
Oh, my God. Really?
Because he was building up a head of steam and they grabbed him. And that's when he left to go to Meteor.
That's why.
So, you know, these little skinny bitches are brave. Because, you know, when a big girl can sit on your ass and crush you, you brave if you say something like that in her face. Especially if she already got a couple drinks in her. And she just like, she's like, I'm 50 and I got better insurance, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
God, I didn't know it was that bad. Wow.
Yeah, that's why everybody hauled ass out of there pretty quick because they were over it. So, anyway.
Okay.
So, after that, we went to Meteor.
And I was still drunk.
Maynard was still drunk. And the dick dancers were all up on him. And he was like, oh, no, you're too skinny for me.
But it was fascinating. I didn't know that they had the shower scene there. You know,
You didn't know they had shower?
I didn't know that they had
shower. Meteor, one of the bars here where the dick dancers are, they're all pretty little hot muscle twinkie boys to muscular muscle boys.
Yep.
They have a shower up on the stage so they can get up there and take showers and stuff and get wet and wear white see-through underwear and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Of course, there were girls there who were so happy to see
them. It was a bridal shower.
It's a bridal shower?
Yeah, that's what they were there for. I thought we were going to see some titties because that big girl kept bouncing around. And I thought that she had one of them little hops top things. I thought we were going to see titty pop out there.
It's a good thing you can see
and then
that.
There was a little skinny girl over there on the other side of them. Mm-hmm. She had big knockers.
Yeah,
little
yeah,
Hispanic
I saw that.
Girl. She had big knockers, and her headlights were all the way on high beam.
Oh.
I almost went over there and went, ding. Well, I'm sure her boyfriend would have kicked my ass. But anyway. Mm-hmm.
I'm lactose intolerant, so
lips turn nice. I just
see that.
And then we all thought Tony was going to have a heart attack there at one point because one of the dick dancers jumped up in his face and took his dick and started slapping him in the face with it through the underwear, of course.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, he had a big one, so it was like, flap, 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 flap. And I was like, oh, my God, call the ambulance. Call 911.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to have a heart attack right there on the spot, but she didn't. She
Tony had a good time.
I'm surprised he didn't get raped on the spot.
Yeah,
that little dick dancer. But mm-hmm. so anyway, But it was good. And then we left, what, about 12, something after 12?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're old and we got slack, tired, and I wasn't going to put any money down in Dick Dancer's pants because, you know, I'm broke.
You did put, you put some, okay. Yes,
no, I didn't do any.
No, you did, no. So, oh. So, I didn't put any because if it was a bear, I would have. It's just my preference. So,
I mean, they were cute. I like the one in the little, had the white
they're
underwear.
Good looking.
The little short one with the white underwear and not much butt. He was cute because he had a big old dick, but, you know. It's like grab hold to it and just pump.
Oh, yeah, right.
Something to hold on to when you're having sex. Right, buddy?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I guess you guys had more fun there. But we were there, of course, for Tony.
For Tony. But there are a couple bears thrown up in there, too.
Yeah.
Speaking of bears, that's kind of eerie. He looks kind of psycho. Oh, wait, he is.
He is.
Crazy Dave.
Crazy Dave. So, yeah, happy birthday, Tony, again.
Yeah. So.
And you're half a century old.
Yeah. And then Maynard.
We're telling the world.
And Maynard, 3 hours later, after having his one margarita and getting wasted, got in my car and fell asleep on the way back to my house.
I did. I zonked out. I was too tired.
That's one of my favorite. That's one of my movie stars. I casted him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Famous at Louis.
Aww.
So he took it like a trooper. Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. I saw that. Can we show that video? I don't think we can show that in this video, right?
I don't know.
We can blur stuff, right? I guess.
Well, it's not really anything. That, I mean, it was all. There was nothing
it's
to see.
It's like.
Softcore porn.
Soft porn. It's like gay soft porn. So. Yeah, that's Ray's work. All right.
Sorry.
So, moving right along.
Sunday. I went to church.
You went to church? Did you burn? No. Was it hot?
I walked into church. I was like, I've been like, I need to go back to church. I need to get some shit in here taken care of.
Okay.
Spiritually.
Spiritual. Okay.
And I'm like, I need to start going back. So I chose yesterday to do that. I got up, got my act ready, went to church, walked in the door of the church, and the stigmata happened. I started bleeding.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I got a spot over here in my face.
Oh.
But I don't know if I scratched it or what, but I kept bleeding. I bled all the way through church.
Oh, you did? Stigmata.
It was
Ray
stigmata.
Had some stigmata out there.
But all the way church. Through church. And I was just like, this is funny.
It was just a bad shave.
No, because it was inside the beard. I think actually I had ingrown hair, and I think I plugged it the other day.
Oh, okay.
And then I think apparently at some point while I'm in church, it was stigmata. But I'm calling
it stigmata. Yeah, it's stigmata.
So, I mean, it wasn't the hands bleeding or the eyes or the head or
it's by
right
the beard here.
It was up here. So.
Nice but, stigmata of the face.
I called it stigmata. So, but you know, I went to church and made it. And even took communion. So,
didn't you say you were cruising?
Where
at church?
Well, no, you don't cruise at church. You look at the nice, cute little boys and think about what you can do to them after church.
But after church. Yeah. Okay. You cruise them after when they go out.
Yeah, you think of ways to make them scream Jesus' name.
Okay. That's your handiwork, of course.
Or see God.
Or see God. Yeah, so Sunday.
And then after that, what did you do that morning? You were lazy that morning, wasn't you?
I was lazy. I was just taking care of stuff at home, like light bulbs and... Yeah, I have to climb ladders because it's pretty. I have busted light bulbs all over.
Were you
so.
Like Kristen Chenoweth on
GCB?
With your high heels,
did you watch GCB?
Yes.
Oh my god!
Well, I'll talk about that in a little bit.
A bit later, okay.
We got to do some spoiler alerts here, so yeah. Let's talk about the beer bust. Let's go into beer bust.
Okay,
since
let's
that
go
happened
to beer
beforehand.
Bust.
Beforehand,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So the beer bust. We went to. I arrived around 4:30, something like that. And we went to Tony's Corner Pocket where we had the beer bust. It's actually the Houston area Bears beer bust, which is St. Patrick's Day theme.
Because yeah.
Everybody's wearing green. And
We had green and yellow jello. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to ask where the yellow jello came from.
No. What is it? What is it?
It was pea flavored.
Pea flavored?
Yeah.
How would I know how a pea tastes?
I don't know, but you ate a lot enough of them, didn't you?
I did the yellow. I did the green. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had fun there. I took a few pictures, experimenting, and you'll see here. Yeah, picture.
There's Steve-O. He's another one of my actresses.
He's my actress.
Yeah, he's one of my big actresses.
Yes, very much.
Just saying. So.
If you're listening to this, you should watch the video, guys.
That's right. You should really watch the video.
Okay. So that was Beer Bus. We just hanged out there until, I don't know, how much time? 6:30, yeah. Something like that?
Tony Garcia showed up and showed everybody his little tattoo of the phoenix on his back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right.
And then he posted today, you know, it's really hard. He was like, oh, it's so hard to put lotion on your tattoo on your back. So I replied, Justin, anytime you need help, just let me know.
Okay. Oh, that's what is that's what the comment was about. Yeah,
so
okay.
Just let me know. So mm-hmm. Has he called?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. We'll tell him about the show.
That's a hot bear.
That's another hot bear.
That's another hot bear. It likes cocks, apparently.
And there's no stigmata.
I'm telling you, it's just your church.
Folks. It's church. Yeah, so. You're right. Stigmata.
Okay. Now can we get to our shows on Sunday night?
All right, Sunday nights. We had to.
Okay.
Oh, wait. We had dinner at the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, we had dinner at Chinese
with
restaurant.
With Dave. You know, you guys didn't tell me. I had crab rangoon sauce in my face over here. And as well, walking around, I went to Target. I went shopping and everything. And I had, nobody told me.
Better than white sauce.
Yeah, better than white sauce. Would have been more questions.
They might have thought you were Asian vampire.
But still, but Asian vampire. It's all red and everything, and I was walking around, and nobody told me. I only got to know.
You don't check yourself in the mirror before you get out of the car and check your makeup, make sure your lip
liner. No, I don't check my makeup in the car. No.
You ain't got no shiny spots or anything? Well,
no.
Who's bald? It's Giles. Oh, my God, it's Giles.
Oh, my God.
It's Giles.
And, I forgot Eric's boyfriend.
It's
now,
Eric, right? Ryan.
Ryan. And Travis.
Travis and Giles.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep wanting to call him Dave for some reason. I was like, no, that's not Dave. That's Travis. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Still pictures from Beer Bust last Sunday. So. Okay, so we went home. We went home that, respectively on that evening. Yeah. And we got to.
Well, you went home.
Yeah.
I came home and Dave followed me home.
Oh, that's right.
Crazy Dave followed me home.
Uh-huh.
And then Julio came over and they got over here talking about
Rush
Limbaugh.
Okay.
Which leads me to a story that happened today. You know, Rush Limbaugh called, I hadn't read the whole story, but he called some chick a slut. Well, I think it was testifying about birth control and
Birth control, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which basically, it all boiled down that Girl Scouts, it come down to this whole Girl Scout thing, that Girl Scouts should not be promoted, but are not a good thing because they empower girls to
Become independent
and go to Planned Parenthood and get birth control. So, because Russ did that today when I was walking out of Kroger, this little girl ran up to me and said, sir, would you like to buy some Girl Scout cookies? And I looked at her and I said, no. Russ said, we can't do that anymore. It empowers you and other women, so we can't do that. Sorry. And the little girl didn't understand, but her mom was like, cut me. Just saying.
You are evil.
It's time to get the sluts out the house.
And you started Kroger. Was it Kroger?
That's right. Started Kroger.
We're at Kroger.
Kroger. Don't buy Girl Scout cookies. Fat boys do not buy Girl Scout cookies. There are other types.
But they're yummy. I love the peanut butter ones.
Yes, but they encourage women to be independent and go to Planned Parenthood and get on birth control.
Okay. That's so logical, right?
That is so logical. And the end
that's
of the world,
the connection
and it's
going to
cause
right
the end of the world because women are independent mm-hmm. and can think for themselves and not at home raising babies barefooted.
That's right. Okay. So Sunday. Yeah. After everything. After.
So anyway, back to Sunday. Really, folks.
We watched GCB.
Okay, hang on. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
We're getting ready to talk about GCB, which stands for Good Christian Bitches. We're getting ready to talk about Walking Dead, from Sunday night's episode. And then I'm going to be talking about the BBC version of Being Human. And Show Me a Man Who Just Watched was Awake, called Awake.
The Wake, yeah.
So we got four shows there. Awake. These are your spoilers alert. Good Christian Bitches, Walking Dead, BBC version of Being Human, and Awake. So if y'all watch any of those shows and have not watched them yet, you need to fast forward.
Okay.
Because this is
about 1 minute. No, it'll take more than 1 minute.
Far too. Anyway, Good All Christian right. Bitches. And yes, that's what GCB stands for. It's based on a book called Good Christian Bitches.
Oh, is it really?
And that's what we're going to call the show that, but the religious right and Rush Limbaugh got wound up about it. And said no. So they just call it GCB.
Which, of course, if you would know the book, then
book
you
is,
know.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah, GCB, it's to me, the one who stands out, of course, is Kristen Chenoweth. And
so, yeah, he just plays this evil little character. Evil. Love her to death.
She's like her character in Pushing Daisies.
Very similar, yes.
Very similar. Very, you know, sneaky and everything. Yeah. But
and she's
funny.
A hoe. Her and husband have sex, even on the desk.
I know.
Wow. So, but I think it's going to be a great little show. And there's a gay plot.
Yep.
There's a gay story going on. I think the ranch hand's hot.
Oh, the one.
The husband's cute. He's a pretty boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the ranch hand's hotter.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I wish they were bears, though. It's funny, though. It's like Desperate Housewives, right?
Well, it's taking the place of Desperate Housewives. Yeah. Come on. I mean, Desperate Housewives has 6 more episodes left. Oh, which I haven't watched in 2 or 3 years, but they have 6 episodes left. So.
But you know what's good about it? What does it remind you of? UCB.
Desperate Housewives. Well, actually, it reminds me of Home. I mean, that's a lot.
That's how you're. That's how the women, mother, women that, there.
That's how the women act. At home between the church women. You know, they'd be like spying on each other, and talking about each other.
They climb on chairs and
climb on chairs
and the binoculars. Really,
looking through the blinds. Oh, what is that car doing?
She's got a new car. Right. Oh my God!
Who is that at her house? That's a man.
I love it.
That is a man at her house, and her husband is not home.
Big okay. Something I really learned that if the guy drives a Rolls Royce, then stick with him or something like that. But if the guy who drives a pickup, he lost a lawsuit.
That's right. No, they're talking about the doctor. They said now, always check and see what your doctor drives. If he drives a really expensive car, then he's a good doctor. If he's driving a low end car or a truck,
a pickup,
then he lost a lawsuit. So
this is just so funny. Love the writers. So. Actually, when
it's very Dale Shores. I'm wondering if he's writing on this. I need to go check that.
Yeah, one of the characters left and drove. I could recognize Highway 75.
Well, it's filmed in Dallas.
It is filmed in Dallas. That's why it reminds me of Dallas. Used to live in Dallas. So
I mean, it was one of the big scenes, the big rodeo scene thing, party, or the Longhorn party was at the state fair grounds. Yeah, because they had the big Ferris wheel behind them and everything. So
yeah, so. Yeah, it's a good taste of Texas.
Yes.
So. Just watching GZB. I think I'm going to start watching it.
I think it's going to be a fun show. So yeah. I hope they don't screw it up, but I think it's going to be a fun show. But I must say, Annie Potts, after all these years, still looks hot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she plays the mother, the mother of the girl on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that's GZB. If you guys are watching it, let us know which character do you guys like in there. Okay. All right, let's move on to...
Walking Dead.
Wait a second, you're talking about Walking Dead? Yeah, Walking Dead.
All right, have you watched it yet?
I watched it already. Well,
what do you think about the ending?
Okay. But that really didn't happen. Well, in the comic
books. In the comic books, it doesn't happen. No.
Yeah.
That way.
It's totally different from the comic book. But one of the Dale was also died in the comic book, and here in this TV show.
But in the comic book, he died a different way. He had a peg leg.
Yeah, he got a peg leg.
It was much later.
Yeah, it was later. He was in the comic book. His leg was bitten by a zombie, so they had to cut his leg off, and then he had to walk around with a peg on, and then later on, I think he lost his other leg for some reason. But later on, he died because of, but not because of a chest thing. But so the zombie just. Open his ribcage?
The zombie who couldn't dig himself out of the mud ripped his chest open. I don't see it. That's a little too much.
And they're not supposed to be strong.
They're not supposed to be strong, but he was strong enough to rip he's strong enough to rip the damn cow open. That's what I was trying to figure out. And they show in one episode they're slow and dumb.
Yeah.
And then the next episode they're
running.
They're running. And then in the next episode they're stuck in the mud and can't get out.
Yeah.
And then the next one minute the ones that were stuck in the mud's out and he's gonna rip the cow open. Now he's ripping a guy's chest. Cena, get the shit straightened out. Y'all got to get some continuing up in here.
But he's not writing. He's not writing.
He's editing the comic. He can tell his boss. You know, Bear Podcast said that y'all fucking up.
Yes.
So
don't fuck it up.
I mean, I know it's TV and you got to have some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, it's theatrical.
So if they lose one, they have to gain one. I was hoping he would live some more. I mean, Dale's.
Well, you know, they've changed it around. I mean, what's her name died? The girl died. Which in the comic book, she's still alive.
Yeah, Sophia.
Sophia's still alive. But in the comic book, what's his name died at the beginning and now he's still alive.
Yeah, Shane. Yeah.
So they're having to go through. Nice, Eric. They're going through and having to change some stuff up. You know, narrow the cast down a little bit. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess they need to shake it up a bit because they've been together for a long time.
And there's only, 2 episodes left now?
Yeah, 2 episodes
left. Oh, my God. We're going to be in Dallas when the final episode comes
on. No. Well, no, wait.
We'll
be in Dallas.
We'll have to leave the...
really early.
The itchy sore.
Yeah, hidden door. We'll be at the hidden door, of course.
For a little while. But we got to get back in time to watch Walking Dead.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, it's recorded anyway, so we'll do that. Okay, let's move on, Ray.
That's a sexy bear. Excuse me. Anyway, okay. Sexy bear.
Okay, how about BBC Being Human? You're talking about BBC or the American version?
The BBC version.
The BBC version.
It started, the fourth season started.
I shouldn't watch it because that's the one I really watched in the beginning.
The fourth season started. They've changed it all around. They killed the vampire off last season. Mm-hmm. The ghost is still there. They killed the werewolf off. And the young kid that was a werewolf, the teenage werewolf, is now living in the house. Nina had her baby. They killed her off.
What?
So they brought another older werewolf in there who's a black man who's dying. His body can't take the transformation anymore. Mm-hmm. There's another vampire that's been living with him and his own female ghost for the last 50-something years.
So it's
and then they
kind of
merge households.
So that's how they're doing Being Human now? Mm-hmm. A totally different
cast. So it's a new werewolf,
new vampire.
Even though I think this vampire is cuter.
Okay.
And he was walking today, and the way his trousers were bouncing, I think he's more got a bigger dick, too. But anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I'm just saying.
Still vampires.
So,
still
but anyway, you know, now they keep talking about the ancients that are coming and blah, blah, blah. And the Nina and George's baby is some kind of savior of the world. And it started off 50 years in the
future. Are you serious?
Like 30 or 40 years in the future, and the vampires have taken over the world. And
the last episode that I've seen of BBC, BBC Being Human, was with the ghost trapped in the TV, and they were trying to. That's the last episode. That's the last episode of that season.
I think they got her out.
They got her out.
Yeah, they got her out. Okay. Her and Aiden went and got her out, mm-hmm. and they fell in love. And the whole last season of them about trying to date and everything, and then of course George kills Aiden.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
which leads up to this season and all that stuff happening. So you got to catch up.
I have to catch
up.
But
I'm just not too sure about how this is going. I mean, I'm liking some things of it, but it's just like. What I hate about British TV shows, they seem to take them so far, and they just fuck them up after a couple seasons. Mm-hmm. They don't have that good continuity to keep it rolling. So, I just don't understand it. But I just
this is British film, yeah, British. TV,
so,
yeah.
So we'll see.
Get it together, British guys.
If anybody else has been watching the British version of Being Human, let me know. Mm-hmm. The American version is doing okay now. I think you know it's getting interesting. So
yeah,
I'm keeping it interesting.
Okay. Running out of time here.
Faces. Okay. Anyway, all right. Awake. We just saw Awake. What did you think about it?
Awake. It's pretty interesting. It's about a guy who's living two worlds, pretty much. One life is. He had an accident with a mother and son, and then his life kind of divided into two.
When he goes to sleep in one world, the wife's alive. In that world, when he goes to sleep from that world, he wakes up and the son's alive.
So,
and the wife died. So he jumps back and forth when he goes to sleep between the two worlds.
And he's a cop, and he's supposed to be tying these worlds together and solving crime. Pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And the things kind of relate to each other in the two worlds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So it's interesting. It's a good concept. It's unique.
Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens. It's
and D.B. Wong's in there.
B.D. Wong,
the hot gay Asian that should be my husband.
Mike likes him too.
I love you and Oz when you were a little priest.
Okay.
So anyway, okay. Now under our topics, Maynard, are we done?
Can we table this or something?
No, we'll talk about it real quick.
Okay, really
we'll
quick.
All right, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Texas has a whorehouse in it, if y'all hadn't heard that. Well, it used to have a whorehouse in it. But we all seen Texas has a whorehouse in it with Dolly Parton and Burt Reynolds and everything. Well, that was based on a true story. Marvin Zindler, one of the big TV people here, is the one that actually exposed the Texas
whorehouse. Marvin Zindler many years ago?
That's where Marvin Zindler made his mark and stuff.
Oh, because of the Texas whorehouse.
But
okay.
Last week,
Ranch.
The famed Chicken Ranch madam passed away. The last madam of the infamous Texas brothel that inspired the movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas has died in Phoenix. She was 84 years old. Edna Milton Chadwell's nephew, Robert Cleffin, said Wednesday his aunt, the last owner of the Chicken Ranch brothel in LaGrange, Texas, died February 25th. She had been in the hospital since a car accident in October. Girl be driving still.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she began working at the Chicken Ranch in 1952. Within three years, she had become the manager. In 1962, she bought the establishment from Jesse Williams, commonly known as Miss Jesse, and ran it until it closed.
So it's like it's still a brothel until...
Up until Marvin Dillon showed up and fucked it all up, it was still a whorehouse.
Oh.
So the Chicken Ranch operated on the railroad, allegedly with the knowledge of certain state officials and the Fayette County Sheriff for years, until the day Eyewitness News 13 rolled in 1973.
In 1973.
Marvin Zimmer. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So. And that's when Marvin Zimmer went up and said, a woman who identified herself as Etta Midland came out and said she owned the house and the land. And they asked what kind of business she was running. She said, I have a boarding house here, said Miss Milton. Is that all it is? Ask Eyewitness News, mainly Marvin Zindler. That's enough, she responded. They continued, you're not offering a house of prostitution. Whether I am or not doesn't come under the heading of your business, Miss Milton retorted.
Marvin Zindler.
Marvin Zindler then joined in the story, met up with Sheriff T.J. Flournoy, and you know the rest. Marvin's hairpiece went flying. The ranch was closed down for a time. Edna Middleton said to have donated a lot to local charity, tried to stay in LaGrange, and they just didn't want her there because they didn't want the drama. So she moved to Arizona, got remarried, and was there until she died. So,
wow.
So that's some Texas history there, folks.
Texas history.
Texas had a whorehouse.
Chicken Ranch.
Texas had a whorehouse in it, and Marvin Zindler fucked it up.
Mm-hmm.
May he rest in peace.
Bless his heart.
See, that's sad because, you know, he went from reporting stuff like Texas has a whorehouse in it. To slime and ice machine. It's just sad. Marvin. Oh, well. Anyway.
But he's gone. He died.
He died a couple years ago.
A couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. All right.
And we can do a whole show on Marvin Zindler along.
Oh, yeah.
Girl.
It's all Texas thing.
Girl. Just saying. All right.
He's got the hairpiece to say it.
Yeah,
all right.
That's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah,
so what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
All right, our wolf of the bear is Pat. He's age 30, and he's 5'8", 225 pounds, and brown hair, brown eyes, and he is Irish Puerto Rican. Wow, interesting combination. And hobbies and activities are listening to music, singing, and watching movies, going out to eat, hanging out with friends and family. So he hosts Barrioke. It was targeted to the bear community and starting an entertainment, karaoke DJ, event planning and running, company Bears in the City. Facebook is facebook.com/barrioke. Yeah, so he says here, I'm just a simple 30-year-old cub living in Orlando, Florida. I love my friends and family as they mean the world to me. I'm beginning a new chapter in my life, starting up my own business, Bears in the City. Hold on, wait. Bears in the City, that's a movie, right?
Well, he's got a business called Bears in the City.
Okay, yeah. Gosh, there's so many bears in the city, even though the podcast from Australia is a Bears in the City also.
Is it kind of like Sex in the City?
Maybe that's the premise. And he says that he looks forward to navigating all the twists and turns associated with a startup company and being able to dive into the bear world from a business aspect. Well, many have done that already, right? I'm hoping that one day I'll find that right bear or cub to share my life with and be happy with. But until that day comes, I'm enjoying my life and meeting great new people. So that is Pat from Orlando, Florida.
That's right. Pat's kind of cute. Pat and I was chatting with him today.
Really?
He said, hi.
Hey. Hey, girl.
Hi, girl.
Did you see that video? Seen that video from TBRU? The bear dance for TBRU. You know, there are bears in the... One is in the bathroom, one's in the phone. Everybody's on the phone. They're doing the what's up...
What's up?
But it's not what's up. It's hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Hey girl.
Okay.
Hey girl. How you doing? How you mom doing?
And I know one of them too. So anyway, so that's a wolf what a bear.
Wolf. What a bear.
Okay, running out of time. So
okay.
Let's go on with the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
The gay. Okay, peeps. Logo Network bails on gay-centric TV programming. So... Logo's over with. No more RuPaul Drag Race. No. Actually, they said they're going to keep that in some shape or form. But no more A-List Dallas or New York or any of that stuff. So y'all can go rest and quit embarrassing us.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. They're done. They said they're going to start being the next Bravo or some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sad that they couldn't get their gay act together and actually become another...
Maybe... Is it because nobody's watching it too much?
Well, I don't think they had shit worth watching it. I mean, they... very much stayed away from very stereotypical gay stuff and tried to tone it all down and make it look all pretty and stuff like that. But what other than RuPaul's Drag Race and maybe the A-List Dallas, what other shows do you remember that they did?
Exactly.
They had no shows worthwhile. I don't know. You know, I know people scream about, oh, that's too gay stereotypical. But, you know, there are stereotypical gays out there. Mm-hmm. You know, there are gays that are whores.
Yeah.
As we picture scroll across the screen. There are gays that are married, monogamously married, have kids, have a full life, do all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are gays that are drug addicts. There are gays that use poppers. There are gays that use lube. There are gays that bareback. There are all kind of gays out there. But anytime you try to portray something that's realistic, everybody gets up in arms about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, when the whole thing, like when Queer as Folk was on Showtime, everybody was all up in arms because Brian was having sex with underage.
Did he do, yeah, the Brian character, sure, he was doing.
Had sex with a 17-year-old.
Yeah, so. He was bad. Mm-hmm. But that was filmed in Toronto, so it's okay. Right? Well, whatever.
So, but anyway, it's still, you know, it's stuff like that. And I'm just like, you know, you got to be realistic about this.
Yeah.
I mean, true. I mean, it's the good and bad. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of good, they did Sordid Lies.
Oh, Logo was in Sordid Lies. There you go. Then what? That's one good film. Yeah.
Well, they did the film. They did the TV show, too. And it was actually okay. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I mean.
I love Sordid Lies.
If you're going to do something, I mean, and all the gay movies they showed, they cut all the stuff out of it. It was very PG.
Mm-hmm.
So, and okay. I'm just like, you know, if you're going to do a gay channel, it's got to be a little bit, you got to switch it up. It's got to be a little bit more than PG.
More than PG, like it's like risque type.
Well, it doesn't have to be like full hardcore porn.
But like Queer as Folk.
Yeah, but like Queer as Folk, gays have sex.
Yeah.
A lot of gays have a lot of sex. The lesbians have a lot of sex.
Yes, they do.
They meet up and move in with somebody, and they get drunk and have knockdown, drag out fights out here in front of the house. Well, excuse me. Never mind.
Oh, that's the one that happened.
That's being stereotypical, isn't it? but anyway, so.
But anyway, okay, so Logo. But they will not abandon RuPaul's Drag Race.
No, they're going to do it in some shape or form. So, yeah. You know, but everything else is dead and gone. So,
okay.
Would it be cool if some rich gay come along and actually started a gay network that actually did gay stuff?
Yeah.
So.
And have gay actors instead of straight actors playing gay.
But then those gay actors, you know, you get that whole thing. If I play a gay character, everybody thinks I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. But that is Modern Family doesn't affect Cameron, the bear. He's straight. He's really straight, yeah. As far as I know.
But I mean, you know, there's a bunch of them that still do that whole thing. That
Anyway. Okay, let's go on with the geek. This is geeky because coming this week, it's an Apple week. So because of the iPad 3. Well, they think it's going to be called iPad 3 or iPad HD. So we'll see. So, the next iPad, which the next New York Times has noted, will not necessarily be called the iPad 3. It could be iPad HD. It's expected to upgrade the iPad 2 internally rather than radically changing its design. In October, yeah, it's a little thicker. Like a thicker, right, Ray?
It's a size queen.
Mm-hmm. In October.
So, they're not shrinking it down to the most favorable 7-inch size?
There's a rumor about that. They were testing. They have test iPads that are 7-inch. 7.8, something like that, or 8 inches, I think.
Mm-hmm. You know, iPad would have to be 8 inches.
Yes, it has to be.
Other Windows different. Machines are only 7.
So, yeah. So, Apple offered a similar update to its iPhone, boosting the power of its signature smartphone's processor and antenna and adding voice assistant Siri. Imagine that, an iPad with Siri. That'd be great.
Hey, Siri girl.
Mm-hmm. Siri girl.
She'd be like, hi,
you're
girl,
so Siri.
How you doing?
So yeah,
Siri to talk like a ghetto black woman. How you doing?
Yeah, they should change the voice. You know, just like Tom Toms, you can change it to Darth Vader or Yoda or Bart Simpson. Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen the commercials for that? Anyway, I should show you the commercial there later.
We'll come back to that.
Okay. So yeah, what will change? Apple has typically been tight-lipped in the run-up of its iPad unveiling. Of course, they're very secretive about iPads. So, based on rumors and supposed leaks from the supply chain, however, the biggest change is expected to be the iPad screen. It's going to be, how big is it? Oh, 2048 by 1536. So, it's kind of double. double D. It's Retina. So if you have the iPhone 4 Retina display, it's like, you know, it's going to be Retina display iPad, which is more vivid colors and the screen will be better. So the Wall Street Journal also reported that the next iPad is set to be compatible with the faster 4G networks at AT&T and Verizon, which would mark Apple's first 4G device. See, the iPads, the new iPads, the newer iPads possibly will be better than the iPhones because we only have 3G on the iPhones, and the iPads are going to get 4G. Mm-hmm. So that kind of sucks. So yeah, so March 7th, are you guys going to buy? Let us know. And if you do buy it, did you line up?
Sure.
Are you one of those guys who are going to line up?
And if you want to buy one for me and Maynard here on the show, we'll give you our address here in a little bit so you can mail it to us.
Yes, that's right. Oh, you can send it to P.O. Box, to Bear Podcast, P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347. Wow, what a plug.
All right, now going on to the bizarre.
Weren't we talking about zombies?
All I can say is, what the hell your people doing, Maynard?
My peeps, this is not
this
my
is your peeps.
Peeps. No.
Yellow devil woman terrifies neighbors by climbing out of her coffin 6 days after she died. See, Jesus. Over here, that wouldn't happen because they've been embalmed her ass.
And she'd been cremated.
She'd been cremated and embalmed. See, y'all take too long to bury people. See, that's what it is about white folks. We bury them in 3 days till they don't come back up. We get them to the funeral home. We get them embalmed, and then they in the ground so we can get that check.
Yeah, so get the check. Okay.
So anyway, this 95-year-old woman who fell and hit her head, her neighbors thought she was dead. Apparently, they didn't call the hospital. I guess in China, they don't have to call the hospital to do her autopsy or any of that stuff.
They just burned.
They just you know. Luckily, the traditions there, they put you in a box and let you sit in your house for 6 days while people come by and mourn you and visit and do all that stuff. Well, they come in on the day before the funeral, and Miss Akwang arrived at the neighbor's house to find the coffin empty and the corpse gone.
It's gone.
Talking about resurrection, baby. We're talking about resurrection here.
Hallelujah.
So, oh, crap. My thing keeps going up too far. So, hang on. I'm sorry. So, anyway, after some searching for the missing body, the villagers were stunned to find Miss Xing, however you say her name, sitting on a stool in her kitchen cooking because the bitch been laying in the coffin for 6 days. She was hungry. She needed some wonton soup.
What?
So I got to get my
egg
drop.
I don't think they have wonton soup there.
She got to get her egg drop on.
Egg drop soup, maybe.
So, anyway.
Some noodles, maybe. I don't know.
She told the villagers, I slept for a long time. After waking up, I felt so hungry and I wanted to cook something to eat.
She must have been drunk or something. Must have been partying the night before.
No, the whole deal was she got hit in the head.
Oh, that's
right. She fell and hit her head. It knocked her out. And they thought she was dead because they did the whole mirror thing. So
mirror?
See if there's breath.
Oh, okay.
If you breathe, because even if you're looking like you're dead and they put a mirror up here, there's usually enough breath that you get
that mist
on it.
Okay.
A county hospital reported believes that Miss X suffered an artificial death during which the person has no breath, but the body remains warm. So
it's like a Tuareg.
Yeah, but see, this used to happen in the old days. That's why they used to have all those sittings and stuff, and they'd put you in the house and let you sit there all week and make sure you didn't come back. They'd put bells out there in the grave, so if you were come back to life, you could shake your bell and somebody would hear you.
Oh.
So.
It'd be creepy if they really ring the bell. What if they're zombies? See, it's a zombie. She's a zombie.
But the doctors at the hospital said, thanks to local tradition of parking the coffin in the house for several days, and she was saved.
Okay.
See, like, she'd been white. She'd been dead. She'd been cremated.
Cremated.
And her family would be sitting there patting their little foot waiting for that check to come in.
Wow.
So.
Most probably. So that's the bizarre. Wow.
The bizarre.
We got zombie Chinese old ladies. All right, let's move on to Bear Events. Here we go.
Bearwatch.net.
Okay. So bearwatch.net. It's going to be on May 18th to 20th. It's our very own here in Galveston, Texas. So come join us. Ray and I are participating in that event. And Ray, of course, is our coordinator for that for Bearwatch. So go to bearwatch.net and
Bearwatch, and I'll make sure you have a good time.
Yes, we have a foam pit. So from February 1st up to April 30th, the run pass is $100, and from May 1st to May 20th, it's going to be $125.
That's right.
Yep. So
register now. Say that $25.
Bearwatch.net.
Okay. We got a lot of fun things going on.
All right. So this is something that we've been doing for before announcing some bear events from other clubs and everything, because you know we support the bear community. So here we go. Out of hibernation on March 16th. Out of hibernation is known as the unrun that happens in Provincetown, Massachusetts, every St. Patrick's Day weekend. By unrun, in quotes, we mean there's no package to purchase. You just show up and
packages to group. That's all.
Yep, packages to group. So you just show up and take part in the weekend activities. 2012's events are sponsored by the three area organizations: Northeast Ursamen, Provincetown Bears, and Mr. Connecticut Leather. So this year's events are looking like a lot of fun. So if you're thinking about going, then you need to get your bear butt in gear. So go to ne-ursamen.org for more details. So put the links on the website for you guys.
And coming up at the end of this month, Texas Bear Roundup 17, Bears Gone Wild, Spring Bake Style. The members of the Dallas Bears invite y'all to join us March 15th to the 18th, 2012, for Texas Bear Roundup 17. We have a great weekend planned with entertainment, food, bears from all over the world. And there are a ton of people that come in for this event, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it all happens in Dallas, Texas. There are activities, contests, transportation to all the events and bars, their famous hospitality room, mm-hmm. and, of course, 1,000-plus bears, cubs, admirers, and more.
Yep.
So far, there are 1,200 people registered.
That's a lot.
So if you want to go register, it's www.tbru.org. So go get registered and come see Maynard. If you come Friday afternoon to between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m. at the pool party, you'll get to see me and Maynard and have a cocktail with us for free.
Yep. We're going to do some cocktail.
And if you're a cute chaser, I might put my cock in your tail. just saying.
That's right. Yeah, I'm excited about it. That's next week.
Next week. That's right. Okay. So now we got some audience comments.
Okay.
We got to play some voicemails.
Here's some voicemails. Here's from Wyatt.
Lord, good morning. I'm Wyatt O'Brien Evans, a gay African-American journalist and author. And most importantly, I'm a bear aficionado. Anyway, Nard, I strongly believe that your audience will be most interested in learning about my brand new novel entitled Nothing Can Tear Us Apart Uncensored, which will be released in May.
Okay.
Nothing Can Tear Us Apart Uncensored is about two hot, beefy, muscular, masculine men of color who face serious obstacles which jeopardize and threaten their relationship. And the big plus is that the novel is full of hot, erotic situations. Now, I'm going to email you about this. My telephone number, 240.
Phone number.
Okay. 206-222-2327.
Hearing from you soon. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt. Oh, my gosh. You have an author.
Yeah, we need to have Wyatt on the show and talk about that.
Yeah. Sounds interesting.
So
we haven't had an author in the show for a long while.
Yeah.
What was the last one? I think the last one was
Cena, wasn't it?
Cena. Cena was the last one. Cena Grace, editor of Walking Dead. That's right. Okay. Let's go for the next voicemail.
Hi, guys. It's Henry in Atlanta.
Hey, Henry.
Just watched your show number 208 and really enjoyed it. Like the new video format a lot. You apparently have three cameras going. That's amazing. Who's doing the squishing? Somebody behind lines, or is Nord playing a keyboard there somewhere to do it?
It's me.
Anyway, I think it looks great, and I hope you keep doing it. Just tell Ray that he really needs to speak up a bit.
I was sick last week, okay?
Very, very often. Just because you're looking at Nard doesn't mean you don't need to talk to us. And as far as Angie on the Oscar telecast,
Angie,
that woman needs to eat a Twinkie. She has gotten so scrawny and bony and gaunt-looking. She
yes.
used to really be gorgeous, and now she's just a skeleton.
Well, she's got to breastfeed all her kids.
Bye, love your show.
Thanks, Henry. She's pretty scary. Another voicemail. Yeah, she's pretty scary, Angelina Jolie.
She's a little bony.
Yeah, very bony. It's like fucking a coat hanger, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You would know. You would know, Ray. You know how to fuck a coat hanger. All right, so.
Who's this Dragonter?
Okay, these are, yeah, comments from YouTube. It's from Dragonter. That's Dragonter. And Urban Leopard 13. And we've been getting messages from them through YouTube, and they say that they love gay bears. However,
But Urban, are they gay themselves?
Well, they love gay bears. I'm thinking they do love bears. They're gay themselves. Yeah. But Urban Leopard 13 doesn't comment much. He just said he would. I don't know if he's a spammer or something. I don't know, because he just posts, you know, just, oh, fuck me, something like that on the comments. Not really a comment, like you know, it's.
I mean, he should send me a video of himself so I can tell whether he needs to be fucked or not.
Yep, that's right. Wow. Okay. So thank you to all those who sent. Voice messages and
that's right. And you know what?
What?
The rest of our listeners out there can send voice messages too. If you call us at 206-222-2327, that's 206-222-BEAR, and leave us a voice message. And like these two gentlemen, we will play it on the show.
Yeah, just like that. And email us also, show@bearpodcast.com. And go to the official website, bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And also, because your guys might be watching this on YouTube, so subscribe on YouTube. Also, we also available on Vimeo. Okay, so before we close the show, Ray, what else is going to happen this weekend? This week, rodeo. We're going
to
do rodeo.
We're taking Maynard to the rodeo.
It's my first time. I've never been to the rodeo. Thank God for Patrick.
Unfortunately, Manny can't say this ain't my first rodeo, because it is.
It's going to be my first rodeo, really. So, I've never been to the
rodeo.
So we're going to
take the video camera and let Maynard bull ride.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
can I do that?
We're going to bull ride or mutton ride or something.
It's going to hurt my butt.
Mutton ride. Will you like your butt getting hurt?
Oh, God. Not in that way. Not by a bull.
So
what am I supposed to expect on a rodeo? I've never been, so. Food.
There's a lot of greasy fried food.
Twinkies.
There's all kind of animals and smells. A lot of hot cowboys.
Okay.
Bears. And then you get to go watch them ride, bull ride and horse ride and do all their rodeo stuff.
Okay.
So, it's all pretty good.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. It's Wednesday. I'm going to see some cowboys. Yeah. All right. So, thank you everyone for watching and listening. And the next stop. Next week, I think we're going to have a guest. Surprise guest. We'll see. We will. Maybe. Well.
Surprise.
Maybe a surprise.
Anybody
on that? Oh, no. Not yet. You will know him. We'll see. We have to arrange something. So, I like it spontaneous when it goes in like that. Okay.
Are there a chaser?
No, it's a bear. Big Bubba Bear. Okay. Anyway, so we'll see. Thank you, everyone, for.
Go.
Gosh, he was biting you.
No, he wasn't biting me. I just touched him and he yelped. I must have scared him or something. So.
Okay, so we got to go. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Okay.
iPhone on airplane mode.
Airplane mode.
You don't watch TV commercials with Michael Jordan?
No, I don't.
Buddy, go lay down.